Good morning. With us, our political observer, Alan Shar, talk on a Friday morning. Good morning, Alan.
Good morning, David. Lots of good things to talk about today.
There is a huge list of things, some of them not so nice. The, of course, speech by the president yesterday and the situation going on in Iraq. And he's talking about sending 300, quote, military advisors.
Well, you know, military advisors traditionally have been the way it all starts. He says he's not putting other boots on the ground. We can only hope that he knows what he's talking about and he's able to succeed in that. But you can see situations in which the advisors get into trouble. They're supplanted with others. We really don't know how many CIA people will be there and whether or not this is the beginning of something. He says no. I tend to believe him, and I hope that he's right.
New York set to become the 23rd state in the nation to legalize medical marijuana. An agreement announced by legislative leaders yesterday. One part of it involves the idea that you won't be able to smoke the drug.
That's right. You know, the governor gets his way on this. Diane Savino of the famous gang of four or five that has helped the Republicans stay in power now has to show that she has progressive roots to the Democrats, and she is right on the issue. There should be medical marijuana. It should stop some of the worst suffering of some of the people that we know have it with terrible degenerative diseases. We know it works. We know other states have it. The governor insists that it not be smoked, it only be delivered in other ways. And it's something which shows that he is basically a thinking, balanced, fairly conservative fellow. And it's the foot in the door. They have to take it because they really have no choice. But in effect, it really is not what a lot of people had hoped for. Nevertheless, it's something. It becomes one more drug, and it'll be dispensed as a drug.
Another big deal reached by lawmakers, Alan, is low-rated teachers in New York won't be at risk of losing their jobs based simply on student performance on the new Common Core test, at least for a few years under the legislation.
This is fascinating. First of all, they were afraid that the money get taken away if they did that by the feds in terms of the race to the top. Arne Duncan, the Secretary of Education, has signaled no such thing. They can do this, that they're happy with it. There's a larger story here. As you may remember, it wasn't that long ago, there was a huge brouhaha at the Working Families Convention. Governor Cuomo, who was booed by some of the progressives there, won the day. Some say with the help of the powerful New York City Teachers Union, Michael Mulgrew being the president. We have had denials of that. But let's just assume that it's true for a moment and that they knew they were going to have to work for the governor. And this is the number one issue for so many teachers. They don't want tenure messed with, and they don't want to be fired because of the way in which the tests have come out. So this is a huge win for the teachers union, and the governor obviously knew how to play these cards.